And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
Give us a call at 877-931-4TNT.
Hello!
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Rachel Ware was going to join us yesterday. Todd was sick, but she'll be back with us probably within now and then when books are again.
Sometime soon.
Tyler Walsh in the studio today. Cameron will be here this week, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we were also supposed to talk to yesterday an actor by the name of Neil McDonough, who is one of those guys you would just recognize from a ton of stuff.
Okay.
He was the bad guy in Walking Tall with John Beasley and Rock.
Oh, okay, the second round. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like I say, if you Google his name, Neil McDonough, you'll immediately recognize him from...
I think I know the name, yeah.
A thousand TV and movie projects.
Band of Brothers, Yellowstone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was just a bad guy in Yellowstone, too.
Oh, he's great. Yeah, he was the bad
Detroit guy. Justify.
He's just one of those guys that he had some movie coming out, or we were supposed to talk to him yesterday, but
is this the guy I'm thinking of? He's got these great blue eyes, right?
Yeah.
So there's he's got these gorgeous blue eyes. Sorry.
That's always what you focus on.
There's a story about him that he loses some gigs because he won't kiss anybody but his wife.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the guy. He's always a lot of times he's a complete bad guy.
He still seems to be working quite regularly.
Oh, he does.
Not even dudes?
He just has roles where he just doesn't have sex with anybody, or fake sex or fake kiss or anything like that, you know, because he says he won't do it because of his wife. I'm thinking, you know, I think that's where you take advantage of it.
That sounds a little henpecked.
Yeah. No, I think I don't know if it's true. There might be a little bit of faith in there. I'm not sure. But at least he doesn't. He plays total badasses, you know, in those movies and stuff. But I wouldn't bring that up with him. It seems like he lost a couple of gigs for that, you know. I think it was some gig he missed. Desperate Housewives, he was on that once. He got fired because he wouldn't suck face with a strange chick. If I was married, that's why I would use that as an advantage, wouldn't you? You'd take jobs where you can suck face with strange chicks.
Hey, it works. Oh, yeah, no.
That's part of it, man.
He has stated that he refuses to perform sex scenes because of his faith and respect for his wife. He said that he was fired from the TV series Scoundrels.
Oh, Scoundrels, okay.
For his refusal to perform sex scenes.
Yeah. Hey, whatever. He's still working a lot. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
There's plenty of roles where people don't have sex or kiss.
Right.
Usually badasses like he does.
Obviously, you know, in the position to demand that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And they'll say, okay, we'll work around you.
Still working.
Did he lose his arm and Justified in that scene? Didn't he get his arm chopped off in Justified? The original series when he was the Detroit guy. Yeah, I think that was the scene. His arm just gets cut off.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah. He was a bad guy in something where his arm gets cut off. Gots cut off, yeah. Gorgeous blue eyes, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. That's the first word I screwed up today. You know.
Well, except for won't be the last.
You guys say buried
right,
is wrong.
We're only 40 minutes in.
So. Yeah. Right. Give it time.
Shut up. All right. Who's a comedian this week? Anybody coming in?
I'm still waiting to find out if Alex Moffat from SNL.
Oh my God!
I was just talking to Colleen yesterday. She does not know his travel schedule yet, but hopefully.
Is he here just for one night or the weekend?
No, Friday and Saturday.
Oh my God! Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know he's a stand-up, Nick?
I was not aware of that.
A lot of those guys are. I know that, but I'm surprised.
So,
and where are you at, Nick? Any gigs this week?
Yeah, Tyler Walsh and I are doing a private gig in Lincoln on Friday, and then I'll be at Casey's Tavern in Bridgewater, Iowa on Saturday.
Right. At least we'll a phone call from Alex Moffat.
I do not know. I have
not a visit.
It's still up in the air.
Now you got some Saturdays to book too, Nick. No more football.
No.
Yeah. You got some Saturdays you can book there.
Sunday was the busiest airplane day ever.
Yep.
In the history of ever.
Wow. Good thing you were in the middle of it, huh?
No, I got to. I left at 6:55. The flight left at 6:55.
Oh, you got out early.
So I was at the Phoenix Airport.
You supposed to fly out early in those days.
You usually take like the last train to Clark's. You're just out like midnight.
Yeah. So I was at the airport at 5 a.m. So it wasn't busy at all.
Oh wow, that is totally not Todd.
But I'm guessing a few hours later, it was busy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I had the breakfast Bloody Mary. Of course.
Good for you, man.
You can't be in an airport and not drink.
Oh, no. It's not. It's required.
It's unnatural.
They don't have hours. Like in an airport like that, when you're there that early, do they? Like as soon as some place is open, they'll serve you, right?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nothing was open until 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I sat at the bar and just talked with some dude for 20 minutes until the bartender showed up.
Yeah.
But as soon as there's no alcohol hours, as soon as they're open, they're just serving.
Right. But nothing opens till 6.
Right.
Yeah, God forbid you want a Bloody Mary at 5 in the morning, for Christ's sakes. I mean,
But I mean, some states.
I'm there. You're right. I'm there early.
Some states, you can't serve alcohol before 10 on a Sunday or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But airports are exempt from that.
I don't know about that. When I'm in the Pennsylvania airport in Harrisburg there, I don't fly in there as much as I used to. I fly more into D.C. now. But on Sundays, I usually don't fly out Sundays, but Sundays, they didn't serve any Bloody Mary till noon.
Really?
At the airport, too.
I thought the airports were federal property.
Yeah. They followed the Pennsylvania law there, which was dumb as hell.
Most airports opened at 6 a.m.
And I was upset because I showed up at the airport all hungover, flying back to Omaha, and then, damn it, I couldn't get a damn Bloody Mary because it was a Sunday. All right. And then, by the way, they don't care if you're upset that you need to feed your alcoholism. I've noticed that.
Right.
And they're like, oh, wow.
Most airport employees are not concerned with your well-being at all.
At all. That's right. You too. I love that commercial. Have a nice flight. You too.
But you could
look like
him.
I'm going on vacation, sir.
Whole family disowns the guy.
I think that lady sounds like Kermit the Frog.
Oh, yeah, she does a little bit, right?
Could you
fill
your carry-on luggage with the little airplane bottles because they're an ounce
you
and
could.
A half?
Well, yeah. I think you can't you only take like the quart size bag full of liquids?
Oh, okay.
Are they even pulling out big shampoo bottles anymore?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even see it anymore.
I think people have gotten better about knowing the limits.
Yeah, people know.
I keep thinking of Adam Sandler when I say pulling shampoo bottles out.
Adam medium.
Out of where?
You know, Indiana.
Watch the song. Listen to the song. Great song. When's he coming to town?
Next week.
Soon.
Always here next week? You going to see the show, Nick?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm probably not going to make
it. Depends if somebody gives me free tickets.
That's exactly what that means.
All right. Our show researcher, Matthew, says Neil McDonough did get his arm cut off and Justified.
Thank you, man.
Okay.
Same arm.
I remember that scene.
It
was a crazy scene, man.
Sleeve gun under. Right. Michael T. Williamson did that. Same actor who played Bubba in Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in a lot of episodes of Justified, Michael T. Williamson.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So this is good news and bad news, because the good news is that, speaking of hangovers, Bradley Cooper said he would do Hangover 4 in a heartbeat. But he told on a podcast, he goes, I'd do that now. He goes, I love those guys and we have fun. And I mean, I liked all three movies. I mean, one was probably the best, but they all have so much funny stuff happening in them that I love them all. But the filmmaker, he doesn't think we'll ever do it again. So it was like
Todd Phillips.
You got your hopes raised. Phillips does the Jokers now, you know.
Yeah.
You got your hopes raised with, Hangover 4. I love the fact that they'd be like getting older and still just being completely hungover and not knowing what's happening.
Why does this keep happening to us?
I know. But if anybody would have said no to that, it'd be a guy like Bradley Cooper. The guy's directing his own movies. He's winning Oscars.
Or Galifianakis.
Yeah. Well, I'll do it again.
I think he's usually a wild card.
Galifianakis is a wild card. You're right. But Hangover 4 would be a paycheck. Think about it.
It would, but yeah. I just saw it popped up online where he was like Nike wanted to do a deal with him.
I saw this great thing.
He went through the whole process and he gets on the phone with the huge deal.
Right.
I don't know what Zach Galifianakis is with Nike. And they're like, hey, Mr. Galifianakis. He's like, oh, hey, do 6-year-olds still make your shoes?
Yep.
And they're like, okay, I think we're done here.
I read that article. I love it. Yeah, he went through the whole deal, and his first question was, do 6-year-olds still make your shoes? And the deal was canceled.
Wow.
Immediately.
It was a couple $1 million at least. Millions, you're right. It's something like that.
Yeah, it was
That guy, he's a hero for that, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Because I'm selling Nikes, you know. Those kids make good
shoes. I'm wearing them.
You know? Yeah. Good point. We all wear them.
Me too.
But I'm not that principal when it comes to something like that.
Not if somebody's throwing 7 to 8 figures.
No, if it's a life-changing money, you know.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of principles.
No, not either.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen 3, but it was, I remember it being like
three went back to Vegas. See, 2 was over in Thailand,
right.
And 3 they ended up going back to Vegas.
Yeah.
And I watched 2 again the other day, maybe not the other day, but there's a lot of funny scenes in 2, man. There really is. It's darker because of the setting. It's not Vegas. It's Thailand.
Ken Jeong comes back in 3, and John Goodman's also in 3.
Yeah. 3's, there's a mansion they're trying to get to. Yeah. Ken Jeong's mansion. Mm-hmm. It's not as good as 1 and 2, but it's still, there's a lot of funny lines in it. You know?
Yeah. It's worth watching.
Yeah, but that might be the one I haven't seen the most, right?
And I would love to see a 4th.
Audience score 44% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'd watch
3.
A 4th, yeah. Of course, Nick, you're still waiting for Wayne's World 3, but, you know,
yes.
It's nothing to do with this.
It's never going to happen.
Well, the thing I love about those movies is they're your prototypical, generally, short-ass movie. They're
right.
They're 90 to, you know, they're
right.
Hour and a half, hour 45, and you're out. We went last weekend. My daughter wanted to see the new Hunger Games movie.
Yeah.
She goes, it's a...
How long was this? How long was it, Puss?
2 hours and 40 minutes.
Good God.
It was
tell them what got your hopes up, because apparently the movie comes in 3 parts and they say part 3.
It's presented in 3 parts and they put it up on the screen, part 1, part 2, part 3. And I'm not paying attention because I didn't read the book.
Right.
And I saw the other movies. They were fine. Ultra violent for teenagers, quite honestly.
Yeah.
But the second part gets over and I'm like, well, that's a great ending to the movie. And then they throw up the screen that says part 3, and I go, God damn it. That means there's 50 more minutes to this. And the slowest part of the movie was the third part.
I'm walking down and getting another glass of wine at that point. You know.
Well, they bring it right to you at that theater.
So. Well, of course, but then she can't drive yet, right?
Oh.
Was it you and her?
My wife was there, too. All 3 of us. And
she's probably getting drunk, too.
Well, we all walked out of the theater. We're like, well, what? You know, you're walking out. What'd you think of the movie? And we all went, well, that was long. You know?
Yeah, I ain't getting that back, right?
No.
Was it tied into the other ones?
It was a prequel, so it was set.
That makes it easier to follow. Then
it is. You didn't need any of the information from the other 3 movies to make this one make sense. But good God, was it long!
I saw a little bit of the beginning of the first one, and I remember thinking, "Oh my God, they just killed like an 11-year-old kid."
Yeah,
I said because they all go running right away, and that's why I remember that. And then all of a sudden, there's an 11-year-old kid there, and he just gets killed. I'm thinking, whoa, that's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
You know, usually they'll kill adults and maybe older teenagers, but all of a sudden, bang, gone.
That's the name of the Hunger Games, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just last man standing.
Yeah, and it's all like teenagers and kids that are thrown into the Hunger Games.
It's brutal.
I know. Like, I thought, wow, this 11-year-old kid just got blown away. Okay,
it's really ultra violent for a series aimed at teenagers.
Yeah,
it's kill or be killed, right?
Yeah. Last man standing.
I'm used to watching teenagers get blown away in every kind of movie, but this kid wasn't a teenager. He's like, all of a sudden, he's a little kid running away from people. Bang, blown away.
Well, they took it for Lawrence in the new one?
No. They took it up a notch.
Anybody naked in it? Any boobs hanging out?
No.
I love that. Right after you talk about it all being kids, teenagers, is anybody naked?
Well, they took it up a notch with this one.
Any adults naked? I'm not Josh Giddey. That's his name, Josh Giddey?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
One of the kids that was in this movie that's in that's the character in the Hunger Games is special needs even. Like,
does he get blown away?
She dies, yes. In the movie.
Shot through the helmet and everything?
I can't remember. I think she might have gotten poisoned. but
Poison the special needs kid?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
The little Down syndrome girl.
And she was Downs?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They really, like,
and they kill her?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's the Hunger Games.
Yeah, but she's the Downs.
Yeah, she's not the main character. You know she's not going to win. You know at some point this is going to happen.
Yeah. Isn't it messed up that they let her enter?
But right. You don't enter. You're chosen.
Well, it's, maybe, but maybe
they,
not
I think they
her.
Get a pass. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's, no, not in the Hunger Games world.
No. No, they don't have they don't
Downy
care.
Hunger Games, man.
That's Jesus. Crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It was pretty brutal.
But no boobs, right? Right.
No boobs.
Yeah, Josh Giddey's a guard for the Oklahoma Thunder. He's an Australian kid. He's 21, and apparently he was banging somebody who might have been underage, you know?
Yeah, that's what you hear.
Yeah, so I don't know what the story is on that, but he's still on the team playing, so.
It sounds bad.
Was it a situation, once again, was he in high school hanging out with his chick, and then he found, she lied? She lied about her age, I read.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't cared enough to read the details.
Yeah, well, I didn't get into the details either, but I heard she lied about her age.
Probably Maybe. Got caught because he was bouncing a basketball you could hear.
Yes.
It wasn't one of those
right.
silent
he
basketballs.
He would have been fine if he had the silent one.
Full circle.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the reason, yeah. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.